Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Jenna, it's good, but it's too low-key. I gotta be honest with you. It's like, I don't even know if we should come into a hip-hop beat.
I feel like it changes up in a second. Unless I'm confusing it with
another
one.
Well,
that's weird. Maybe not.
It's a good beat. I'd rap to this. Yo.
This is more for like a segment or plugs.
Yes, plugs. Great plug song.
Here we go. Yo. Where you at, Mike?
I really tried to get him
probably in Jersey.
I really tried.
Feeling kind of Gersey. I can't even rhyme
Gersey?
One. I can't even think of one rhyme. Yo, Mike. If I could rap, dude, I could do a good rap voice. Yo, Zach, put the beat back on. I like the beat. Yeah, Lewis. chilling
saying
in
names now.
The podcast.
Lewis. Zach. Mike.
Here we go. Look at Shannon. Look at those titties. Looking kind of pretty. Looking kind of shitty. Let's get real. This bitch is old. Her pussy's not gold. It's made of mold. Oh, come on, you guys. I rhymed like four lines. That was fucking fire. Go, Feeney, you gotta do it now. Go. Bring
absolutely.
It on, Feeney. You little bitch. You can't rhyme. You can't play Twitch. Because Dylan will not produce you. Louis J. Gomez will seduce you.
You just rhymed you with you.
Oh!
I hate this so much.
This is a new segment I'm doing every Friday. I am going to slowly but surely practice freestyle rapping and become good at it.
Only right now does it actually feel like 9/11 to me.
I can feel your fucking Kessel Snake. There we go.
Kessel Snake, Kessel Snake, Kessel Snake, Kessel Snake.
All right, guys, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Do we have another fucking intro song, please? I think we need to go with more of a rock and roll fucking upbeat, like, let's fucking go. Can we get Godsmack to write us something? It's a Godsmack-y sort of vibe, what I'm trying to go for. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I want to suck your cup. Turn off right now. Turn off. Name that band, because they should be shamed. I'm not even naming bands that we're not using because I'm like, well, you know.
That one, they just signed the email with Sky, and the name of that was Desert versus Speed.
Oh, that was a submitted band? Like, yeah.
These are all submitted songs by fans. This is their art. And they keep on trying to become the after intro music. Because we need, when we come into the show.
Psych up music.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Because we keep getting
Shannon, I also need
demonetized for using songs we don't know.
They're fucking deplatforming me left and right, dude. YouTube is shadow banning us for using licensed music.
Yeah, regularly too, right?
Yeah.
And then you show a lot of videos from the internet that are licensed things.
Yeah, I mean, we got to figure out a way.
Shadow banning is also the booking policy at Compound Media.
Shannon, is there anything else? Because these are not the right vibes. And you should also have like the last part of the intro music playing. And then you go into, which I know is a pain in the ass, but maybe just set that up for the next show.
Wait, I don't understand what you're saying.
So we could hear what it sounds like from the transition from the intro to the music that we're going into.
Okay. Seems like an off-air conversation.
Don't tell me how to fucking do a show. The reason that our fans love the show is because I show them how the sausage is made. Our fans love sausage. It's their fucking favorite thing, dude. You don't even know what your fan. You don't even know what breakfast meat your fans love.
What do you mean?
You have no idea. Exactly.
No, man.
Exactly.
What do you
exactly.
Think you mean?
This, yeah, exactly. I know what I fucking mean. Don't fucking. Don't fucking cross me.
Your fans are so white, it's like blood sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, you're a fan though. Feeney's fans like fucking turkey sausage, like fucking
black pudding.
No.
Assholes.
You think they're healthy?
Yeah, no, they're faggots.
That's what they like in the morning.
Your fans are not fucking. Who is the typical Mike Feeney fan? Can we explore this? Is it like a chick who like gets her fucking husband?
I don't know. Somebody kills it on TikTok. So
no, Feeney's listening.
He's probably got a good young fan base.
I'm gonna say right now, I'm
18 to 35, baby.
Oh, that's the demo.
That's also a weird demo. It's a very large range, 18 to 35. They should be 18 to 24, 24 to 30, 30 to 36.
I think it should be 24 to like 36 because that's where I feel like post 30 is where people have money to actually spend on things. But also, once you get over 30, it's hard to like introduce things to new people. Like, I don't want to hear about anything new.
I think you should only be able to date within your demographic. like I shouldn't. If you're 35, you could date an 18-year-old. But that's as wide as the gap can get.
Like, what about Alec Baldwin just having his fifth kid with a woman who's I think half his age, and he's like, I don't know, 93 at this point, and he's just still popping out kids
with a 50-year-old woman. So fucking,
it's insane that that's him now when he looked like he did in Beetlejuice.
Yeah, or in even like Glengarry Glen Ross, he was so like fucking.
So who are we talking about?
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
You see a picture of him now?
Let me see him. I haven't seen him in a while.
He's old, gray, and kind of bloated and blotchy.
Why not, dude? Why not? And he's dating. Who's he dating? Who's
yoga instructor? I think
yoga instructor. Who's look how young she is.
But he's still fucking handsome.
No. This is not current him.
That is 150.
You got to look. Go to his Instagram.
He's 150 years old.
Go to his Instagram. He is like.
Let me see his Instagram right now.
He has like a shaved, bald, like gray head.
That was like a famous thing for Jack Nicholson for very late into his life. Is he alive still?
Yeah. Look at the one, all right, the middle
He's
one.
He's fine.
But down, one more down.
Right there.
There you go. Look at that.
You have to go through his pictures to find
him. Go through it. Look at that.
He's a handsome man.
He's a handsome.
He's still handsome. But he doesn't look like the same person.
Right.
He's fucking older.
No, he looks like he's got a different skeleton.
He might even look better. He's distinguished. What is wrong with you people? Look at him. Every picture of him, he looks fucking pretty damn good. Surprisingly, he should have you guys introduce him at every party. So when he walks out, everyone's like, you know what? He's pretty good.
Yeah, not so bad.
Those are curated pictures of him, though. The paparazzi pictures of him are a nightmare.
Maybe. Let's see something. You guys aren't really selling your point here right now. I'm like, good for him. And he's got a hot young yoga instructor wife.
No one's knocking him.
He just looks like a different human.
Yeah. You're knocking him. You guys hate him.
He's 62. He's pretty old.
Yeah. He's pretty fucking good. Shannon, would you smash?
Yeah, he's not bad.
Right?
He's still kind of killing it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you. We're not arguing
with you.
Very argumentative today. It's a big deal.
We have no problem with men who date way out of their age range. You don't have to get defensive.
Yeah. I'm not getting defensive. What? I brought my girlfriend into the deli and they asked if she was my daughter. It was
girlfriend.
Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. And it turned me the fuck on. It turned us both on. We like left. Like,
James is standing in the deli, hungry.
Dude. Yeah, I'm an old man. I don't give a fuck. You should date younger chicks. A hot younger chick? Why not? It's not a fucking.
God bless
not a child.
You.
Also, you know, with where she's from the South. So it's like they get married at like 20 down there. You have kids. She's just, you know, she's fine. So she's like, she's New York fucking 40.
It's fair.
What, Feeney?
I'm just laughing.
I'm happy for you.
I haven't seen the chin hair in a while, and you look very much like you're in fucking POD. Like, you just look like a fucking...
A Puerto Rican metalhead. They always have long, out-of-control
yes.
facial hair.
Yeah, dude. Just like the bassist in POD or something.
Yeah, I think that's the fucking dream. I've never had a problem with the Hugh Hefners of the world. The
Hugh Hefner thing sounded rough.
Yeah, that was almost a
Hugh Hefner
kidnapping.
What did he do?
Those girls were like indentured servants.
Yeah.
They lived in the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, but they had to fuck, like, they had to fuck them on a schedule.
The only thing I know about the Playboy Mansion was how much Al Bundy wanted to go to the Playboy Mansion. Okay? And that I was always like, you know what? That place seems pretty fucking A-okay to me. What was Hugh Hefner doing to his Playboy Bunny girlfriends? Didn't he have like five or six girlfriends?
Yeah, remember that reality show?
I don't remember the reality show at all.
That was like one of the first reality shows that really blew up.
What was he doing to his girlfriends? I just thought he had the greatest life ever.
They had to fuck him on a schedule. Like, and it was like your night, you had to. And he had like weird, like, I think they had to jerk him off with baby oil while he watched gay porn. He had a bunch of weird rules.
All right, so what? The man liked to get it freaky.
I have a list of the 15 worst things playmates have said about living in the Playboy Mansion.
Look at Shannon. This is her moment to shine. She's like, oh, my God.
She had a favorite in it already.
Yeah.
For 3 years.
When I don't pull up something fast enough, I yelled that. When I pull something out too fast.
I thought it was brilliant.
Shannon, you're great. You're incredible.
We've all gotten in trouble for pulling something out too fast.
isn't that the fantasy of every young man was to be the guy with seven fucking hot Playmate girlfriends? Wasn't that it?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's a fascinating car ride.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's the fantasy is to try to have sex with them all in one night, and then that's it. I don't think it's to have seven girlfriends.
To have a mansion, have a fucking pipe. Oh, it sounds incredible.
Zoo.
Seven competing and fighting women at all times.
I mean, it was all the employees of the Playboy Mansion, like Playboy Bunny as well. Was it like the gardener was like just in her underwear? That's what I imagined, dude. That's my ultimate fantasy, is to have my own version of the Playboy Mansion, like Skank Mansion. It's Legion of Skanks fans, yeah, dude. And it's all fucking just these disgusting whores. They're all fucking sloppy, and they're all moms that are leaving their fucking kids somewhere.
C-sections everywhere.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you right now, my fantasy is going to
go. No, that's where the girls sleep, the C-section.
And that could be the letter C, or it could be SEA, to be honest.
That wasn't a bad joke. No, that worked a few ways.
Fuck it. Zach and Miko.
I meant cunt.
I'm going to have that. I'm going to have a gigantic mansion.
I believe you, because you get what you set your mind to.
It's very true. And here's the thing. I'll tell you why I won't get in trouble. Young girls don't typically like me, so these are all going to be of age freaky bitches. So don't worry. Average age is going to be like 34.
The problem becomes, once you have enough money, it doesn't matter how good you are at the time. If they can get money from you, they'll try.
The whores?
Yeah.
They won't. I'm going to hide my money.
Well, okay. You'll be the first one.
Shannon, tell me these top 15 worst things that Hugh Hefner's done. I bet you I can defend all of these things.
I bet you will try.
I'm going to try my damnedest. You're goddamn right. I got no problem with Hugh Hefner. I have no idea what he did, but I'll tell you right now, he was a visionary.
Uh-oh.
He was a fucking entrepreneur.
Dude, Lewis and I really are the Alan Dershowitz of podcasts. No matter how shitty someone's behavior is, we will find a way to justify it.
Let's go.
Okay, first one, not great. It's from Holly Madison. She said in her book...
Whoa. Pull up a picture of Holly Madison.
Holly Madison was one of the most famous...
She was one of the main girls. Yeah,
okay, let's see who she is. Let's see her.
We all know who she is.
I don't know who the fuck these bitches are, because Playboy bunnies are boring basic bitches. If I'm looking for nude models, I want spread gash. Cream pies.
You're thinking of...
I can't...
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
That's Holly Madison.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're the best picture of her. Right, but I know who she is. These girls are all great, but they're like...
And now just imagine six different versions of that.
I'm not into that.
No, you like a little flavor.
When I was a little kid, I was really into that. When I was like first into chicks, it was like...
Pam Anderson.
I had Barbie Twins poster. Do you remember the Barbie Twins? Or am I a little bit too old? Pull up a picture of the Barbie Twins.
The only people that
I had a picture when I was like 9 years old of the Barbie Twins in like... I mean, you could like see their bikini like on my wall, and I used to just beat off to it. It was fucking wild. My mom should not have let me have. If my son wanted to have a Barbie Twins poster, it'd be a problem.
The only people that are into those kinds of women, I feel like, are older men, right?
Or really young Puerto Rican boys.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that's...
Oh, they were great. You know, I stand by it.
I don't know who either.
Give me different pictures
of
them.
That's the best one I could find.
That's just terrific.
Great.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's truly, truly the worst thing.
Yeah, but that's when they were a little bit older.
They're all very
old. There was one. I really wish you had the one. I mean, it was great. They were just fucking pulling on each other's bikinis and like being so sexual with each other. It was crazy. And it was on my fucking wall in my bedroom. My mom was a fucking piece of shit. Why would she let me... I was like in a world of like sexualization.
Lewis had no idea that that's where the hole in the wall was, that she would let men watch him masturbate.
Beat off through the Barbie Twins' nipples. Yeah. There's fucking...
The nipples follow you around the room.
Yeah, they were great. Good for them.
Number
like
one.
Mannequins.
So yeah, they were like whatever. They were like very, you know, Playboy-esque. Yeah. That was like his style. And I do not like that at all. But you know, regardless, we should see what the girls look like, because I have to see a woman's face to see if she's being honest. So what did he do to Holly Madison?
Okay, all she says was, everyone thinks that the infamous metal gate was meant to keep people out, but I grew to feel it was meant to lock me in.
Oh, so that was just her emotions.
I grew to feel.
That's from her book.
What? I grew to feel. That's
what?
That's not going to help.
The other ones are better.
Okay, yeah.
What? That was a fucking...
Shannon, you shouldn't have even read that.
I would have said, here are 14 things you have to do.
Yeah. Off to a bad start.
Some bitch got a... She put her emotional fucking... She put a poem. A poem was discharged.
He gave her the sads.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is by Carla Rowe.
Okay.
Okay, so she's fat. So first things first, when you're a fat woman living amongst Playboy bunnies, she's a fucking Playboy hog. And the Playboy bunnies are all fucking...
I mean, she's pretty...
Let me see.
I'm finding another picture.
She's better there.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
I won't call her fat, but she's better there.
She's got like a whole like... Well, there you go.
All right, there you go. Better. She got fat though. So maybe he saw that in her.
You didn't even hear her the complaint yet.
You can.
He stabbed her.
Yeah, yeah. And because of all the lack of blood, she lost weight.
Yeah, but it was with a barbecue fork.
Yeah.
Dude, she. You can tell if a chick's going to get fat, if she's got that in her. You can just look at her, you know? And she had that in her, and he saw that immediately. And Hugh Hefner is a fucking...
You don't even know what number two is.
I'm just giving a little fucking context.
Let her say what it is, and then you defend it.
All right, so what did he do to her?
She said, when you're here, you have to be in by the 9 p.m. curfew. You're not allowed to invite any friends up to see you.
It's got to be worse than this.
Yeah, I mean, Shannon, so let me say what is happening with this article?
So let me say this. So, bitch, don't be here. Don't live in the fucking Playboy Mansion for free. If you
want to
go hang out with friends and bring them into your shitty fucking apartment... Do that. If you want to be amongst the Playboy Mansion and other delicious bunnies and fucking a naked chef and fucking... Dude, I'm telling you right now. Oh, man. Dude, Skank Manor is going to be fucking the best. Oh, it's awesome. These are, by the way, what you're reading right now are the commandments for Skank Manor.
You're not in a mansion. You're just in a manor. You're just like Luigi's fucking haunted man. You're just buying an old haunted place for skanks. Cobwebs everywhere and tits.
Yes. They know what they want. They know what they're getting into. We're going to hold Skankfest from Skank Manor every fucking year.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a manor. I'm going to buy a manor. I swear to God, I'm going to buy a manor.
You can buy a manor in Jersey for cheap.
Dude. I'm buying a fucking manor, and Skankfest will be on Skank Manor every year. Why wouldn't I do this?
If it's haunted, I like it.
And then it's a private property, so people can't
bust you up. They can't do anything. They can't
even... If it's not haunted the first year, it will be. But
why don't we buy a venue?
Yeah, buy Cap City.
No.
Rogan's going
to
do that.
I mean, live in it as a manor. We have... Horror fans do my sexual biddings for the 2 days a year at Skankfest.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, it's
cleaning up the whole rest of for the rest of the year.
I'm really having some fucking...
Well, the number one thing you want is for every single of the fans to have your address.
Yeah, at any point.
Yeah, but dude, I have the big gates to keep them out.
Okay.
And to keep some of the girls in.
Yeah.
Well, they grow to feel that way.
Commandment number five.
Let's look on some real estate apps for some available.
Okay, so 9 o'clock curfew is pretty fucking fair, to be honest with you. What are they doing until after 9 o'clock?
Shannon, please only make like a sexual assault claim the next.
No. I want to hear all of them. These are the fucking commandments for Skank Man.
He wouldn't let us order Grubhub.
Good. Give me the next one. Number 13.
This is from Isabella St. James.
Is that mine and Big J's children combined? Oh, hell yeah, Isabella St. James. All right, so she's a little bit of a hottie. I like it. It's like he would walk me around like a dog.
Say it.
She said, every Friday morning, we had to go to Hef's room, wait while he picked up all the dog poo off the carpet, and then ask for our allowance. $1,000 counted out in crisp. This is not fair.
Hold on. Whoa. Keep going.
He gave you $1,000 for being hot.
Is this a complaint?
After he cleaned up his own dog's poop?
No, they didn't have to pick up the poop.
I would make them lick the poop up.
And they gave him $1,000 cash?
Commandment number 13. We're changing this one a little bit.
Money under the poop.
We're changing this one a little bit. The girls have to eat shit every Friday morning on all fours like dogs. They have to eat shit, and I will give them $100 each.
That counted out thousand Chris $100 bills from a safe in one of his bookcases. We all hated this process. Hef would always use the occasion to bring up anything he wasn't happy about in the relationship. Most of the complaints were about the lack of harmony among the girlfriends, or your lack of sexual.
He made them sing.
Or lack of sexual participation in the parties he held in his bedroom. If we'd been out of town for any reason and missed one of the official going out nights when Hefner liked to parade his girls at nightclubs, he wouldn't want to give us the allowance.
So if you are, they're mad they don't have PTO. If you go on vacation and leave, you're not.
I'm really changing my mind on this.
I'm souring on the whole experience.
These pigs have the nerve to disrespect the great Hugh Hefner.
God damn it, Shannon.
Give them $1,000 each. That is the crux of that fucking story right there. Is he would hand them $1,000 each and say, hey, you know what? I'm not exactly happy with certain things, but you know, here's $1,000. Oh, you weren't here last week? You don't get an allowance because you didn't take out the garbage. If my son doesn't take out the garbage, he doesn't get his $10 a week allowance, okay? He has to take out the garbage every time he's there if I ask him to, or if it's the night to take it out to the curb. That's
Lewis
that.
Also wears a smoking jacket and counts out Christmas.
Quarters. Yeah. Give me number 12. I mean, this is psychotic. This is psychotic behavior. It's a problem with hot women. They don't. They've never been fucking treated like the skank. By the way, the skanks that will be in Skank Manor, these girls, they're gonna be appreciative, doggy. They're gonna be fucking appreciative. They're not gonna have this attitude.
Yeah, they're just gonna be happy to get out of Wisconsin.
Yeah, exactly. You're talking about a very specific skank.
Am I?
Go.
I just was going Midwest, but
next one's from Kendra Wilkinson.
I did like her.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, I liked her,
but she was the sporty one.
No hips.
Well, because she's sporty.
But I liked her, though. She was hot. She had a sex tape. That's why. I got to watch her get fucked. Just being a Playboy fucking... if I was a Playboy photographer, I would fucking... Ooh.
What? What are the next words?
I stopped myself. So...
Is there a stop the momentum of the podcast drop you're about to put on?
Yes. Kept that one from back in the day.
I was looking for this one.
I forgot he used to be the host of this show. This was his show, right? And you were like his sidekick, and then he got kicked off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that.
Yeah, that was
unbelievable.
Also, Chris Tinkle.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Tinkle too. You went through a lot of Chris's.
Yeah, there used to be four of us on the show. What a bad era.
And Maddie produced it.
And Maddie Jester Girls was a producer. Holy shit, what a horrible era of this show.
Do you remember when Maddie turned the computer off halfway through a show and then blamed the button for being too sensitive?
He kicked the power button on the computer and shut everything down.
And then spent 20 minutes arguing with us that the computer's power button was too sensitive.
Wow.
He was like, why would they put the button there? That's what he said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why would they put the button in front of my foot?
It was fucking wild.
Wow.
It was the, if you just listen to the Police of arguments.
Yeah. It was pretty great. Yeah, all right, so let's go to the next one, please.
So that was, Kendra said, I hated... Oh, I just got an ad. Hold on. I hate putting my hand out, but we couldn't have jobs other than getting appearance fees.
What?
They couldn't get jobs outside of his stuff, like appearances.
He wouldn't allow them to. So my answer to all of this, it's like, leave.
Anything else.
So leave. This is not fucking Jennifer Lopez and enough where you have to go learn how to fight your way out of this mansion. You can just stop being a whore and taking the fucking money and stop being this fucking chick. You can just not do that.
She also got multiple reality shows.
It's just the lack of integrity of these women is the problem. And by the way, I'm not even hating. Like, if I was a young hot chick, I'm telling you right now, I think I would just fucking find a rich guy and be like, hey, you got to pay for everything. We're cool. We're going to fuck whatever it is. You know, if you need something else, dude, I'm telling you, right, guys are chumps. All you got to do is fucking, if you're a hot enough chick, you can get a guy to essentially do anything the fuck you want. Right. So, yeah, these girls have no integrity and they didn't want to walk away from this. All I'm hearing right now. But I also, all my skanks are not going to be able to do anything except for appearances out of Skank Manor.
If Lewis was a hot chick, can you imagine what gross dude comedians he would fuck?
Oh, The worst.
What are you talking about?
You would have terrible taste. You would be a comedy groupie.
That's not true.
Yeah, you'd be. I would be an embarrassing set of circumstances.
I would be sucking Joe Rogan's cock right now. Literally right now. I'd make Joe Rogan cheat on his wife with me. Are you kidding me? If I was a fucking hot Latina, a spicy Latina, get the fuck out of here, dude. Going straight to Hollywood, going to the big boys. Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan's here.
I'd meet him in Hollywood. I would meet him on fucking Hollywood Boulevard and be like, I'm gonna suck your fucking white dick. And then he would do like a little voice, like, gosh, I'm small.
Pop-Tart.
Something about Pop-Tarts. What else?
It's like 11.
No, we're not skipping more. Let's go faster, Shannon. I don't need to hear the backstory in each bitch. Shannon's like, and Rachel,
you are doing the Dorkinson, backstory.
I'm not. Age 23 from fucking Minnesota. Shut up, Shannon. Just fucking go. Boom. This next bitch says what?
Introduce the guests. Let's do it.
Next one is Melissa Howe. This is her.
Ew! Ew! How did that bitch get in Playboy? That's why that's her name. Hell yeah.
She looks photoshopped.
Is that a geisha? Oh, no. She's wearing a lot of powder on purpose, I assume.
She's better. You're getting her better, but she's still disgusting. Shannon, this is what Shannon looks like without makeup on, by the way.
No.
I have black eyebrows without makeup on yet.
See? Yes. What did I tell you?
It's like Cruella De Vil.
Her head looks glued on.
I want to smash her head into the corner of that concrete. I hate her.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. Nothing violent here, guys, but she's disgusting. She looks like the devil.
Yeah, what,
she needs to be fucking... We need to ghostbust her.
Yeah, what,
she's making me sick inside.
What deservedly happened to this woman?
What the fuck, dude? Please, somebody kill it.
I need to know if it's a makeup thing or if it's like a skin, like if she has got like an but what's the other thing called? When you have the skin
alopecia,
is it no? I thought alopecia is where you lose hair. What's thing where you have like, where you have
eczema.
Like no, where you have like
spots,
psoriasis.
No, not a skin thing. Yeah. Michael Jackson. Stuff.
Oh,
hit me, go.
Pedophilia.
No,
psoriasis. The name of it.
That's it. But anyway, people are screaming the answer.
Go ahead. What?
The answer is not the Edward.
Vitiligo.
I wonder if she had that or if she's just one of those people who like contours her face.
I thought only black people get vitiligo.
No,
I've seen white people with it.
I thought they were just, those people were just covered in shit. The white person has like, ew, clean the shit off your skin, whitey.
Okay, so Melissa Howe said, if you do something wrong, you'll get an email. There's a strict code of conduct. There are even rules about Instagram and Twitter. You've got to show everything in a good light, and if you're drunk in a picture, you'll be in trouble.
Okay.
Preserving the company's integrity.
Yeah, you're
in trouble. She's in any picture. She shouldn't have a reflection.
She's mad because she got these phone calls, right? And they're like, hey, fucking, what's her name again?
Melissa Howe.
Melissa Howe, you are disgusting. You need to stop posting pictures of yourself. You need to stop telling people that you were associated with us.
Melissa, stop appearing behind people in mirrors and disappearing.
Melissa, how the hell did you get into the Playboy Mansion?
I made that joke earlier. Thanks, Feeny.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, how did she... Somebody said Bloody Mary 5 times in the bathroom, and she showed up.
So what's next?
Hey. Next one is Isabella St. James again. She said, although we all did our best to decorate our rooms and make them homey, the mattresses on our beds were disgusting, old, worn, and stained. The sheets were past their best.
I kept on getting my period on it and not putting anything in between my disgusting legs.
Next one is that Carissa Shannon.
Let me see her. I want to see her, though. I should see her. Carissa's a hot name for a chick. If you meet a chick named Carissa and she's not hot, oh, what a fucking...
I think Carissa also has a maximum of IQ of about 68.
Here's
right?
the thing. All babies are cute, right? So it's like you just assume you're going to have like, it's going to grow up into a fucking good-looking person. But at one point it just turns. There's one day where it stops being cute and it starts being ugly.
No, like some kids are ugly.
I guess. Ooh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's all right too.
She's so far the best one that I've seen. Can we see her naked? We're in a fucking uncensored fucking podcast. What are we doing? What is this? The fucking two
aren't
bears,
you
one cup?
On YouTube?
What?
Aren't you streaming on YouTube?
No.
No. We'll fucking.
Oh, I forgot because of the copywriting in the shadow bit.
No, right,
it goes
on YouTube
in 5 days.
It's all edited.
Yeah, but you take out the.
Oh, hell yeah. Look at Hugh. You rule, dude. Hugh fucking rules. Hugh rules. Come on, everyone at home. Hugh rules. Hugh rules. Hugh rules.
Man, that girl on the left kind of looks like an alien, though, huh?
Yep, alien. That's what I'd say.
Yep.
A fucking
gross,
disgusting alien. So
she said we were not allowed to have boys in the house. That was the absolute number one rule. No boys allowed. That was one of the main reasons we moved out.
Because you weren't allowed to fuck other men, you pig? Ooh, I'm angry.
Isabella St. James again is up next. Hef was used to dirty carpets. Is that Isabella St. James?
Hell yeah. What? Classy picture. They cut off her lips. Oh, there it is. There they are. Never mind.
So Hef was used to dirty carpets. The one in his bedroom.
It's like a McDouble.
Dude, her nipples are in different time zones. Are you kidding? Anyway.
Her nipples look like Shawn Michaels' eyes.
Does he have a lazy eye?
Yeah.
Oh.
And a wonky eye.
I didn't know that.
All right, so what'd she say?
She said Hef was used to dirty carpets. The one in his bedroom had not been changed for years. And things became significantly worse when Holly Madison moved into his room with him as girlfriend number one. Soon after I moved in, bringing her two dogs. They weren't house trained and would just do their business on the bedroom carpet late at night or in the early hours of the morning. If any of us visited Hef's bedroom, we'd always end up standing in dog mess.
All right, he's a dirty old man. You know, he should have cleaned that. I'll give them that.
That one's a little rough because he's so much money and he's just walking around in dog shit.
Yeah, that's just a gross, like, what do you want
to say? You know what? Not his fault. I blame that woman.
Yeah, you blame Holly fucking Madison and her two little fucking disgusting creatures.
He's got to have money for a cleaning crew.
Yeah, I mean, I would just, why wouldn't he, if I had a chick and she brought her dogs into my house and the dogs were shitting on my carpet, it would be a problem. They'd be out. So, but I'll say it's my carpet and it's my house. So, bitch, leave. If you don't want to stand in shit, don't be with me.
It's also nice of him that he cleans it up on his own and didn't.
There's going to be a shit room. Well, rule number 14 was they have to eat shit every morning. So there's going to be a shit room anyway. So
every house has one of those.
Everyone has a shit room.
It's a bathroom.
Interesting.
I knew I forgot something.
My fucking toilet clogged again today. I'm so angry. Don't even get me into it. Ooh, I hate houses. There's no super. I'm the super of my own home.
How are you fixing it?
It's just there. I called the fucking plumber. He came.
I use newspaper now.
I called the plumber. He came. I felt like it was stronger. My bidet, I have to install it. I got an Omegle bidet. So I got to install it. But that's going to be the new thing. I think I'm just going to stop flushing things down the toilet.
Damn, that's crazy. That sucks to have to fix everything.
All right, go keep on going. Let's finish this bit because now we're stretching this for too long.
It's been the whole show.
The next one, Kendra Wilkinson. Here's a nude of her.
Yes. Yes.
She says, besides the nights we went out, I only saw Hef like once a day walking through the halls to his office. There were never solo dates. Because she actually cared about him.
Blah, blah, blah. Did she? Go ahead.
Next one is Carla Howe. Is that a sister of the other one?
There's another Howe? Yeah, I see the same fatness in her. She has the same, I could be fat, yet I'm... This is, by the way, this right here, this... And look, she looks good. Let's get real.
Yeah, but they have a gross mom.
Their mom is disgusting.
Their mom fell apart.
Also, this is the best she can be.
I mean, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Really look. Really look. This. Go back to that picture. That one.
Yeah.
This is the best she can be. Her tits are a little bit droopy. She's got a little bit of fat on the side there, a little bit on the stomach right there. Now, I'm just saying, and this is after airbrushing.
Yeah, but you've seen you with the shirt off, right? So, like, you understand.
Yeah, but I'm not a nude model.
Right.
Let's get real. She puts herself out there to be judged this way, by the way. This is not me being disgusting. This is her doing. She's doing this to herself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, she's kind of great. She's kind of hot. I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, compared to other Playboy chicks, and the fact that she's just hanging on by a thread.
I would like to know how tall she is. Because that could be a really hot, tiny chick, or a not as hot, really
tall
chick.
She's hot. But I'm saying she's just hanging on by a thread.
But isn't that what makes her more hot? Because now she's more obtainable.
No.
Like, you're never... Kendra would... spit at you
but
and
this,
continue
this
walking.
This tubby lord of shit would fucking jump at the opportunity to be with
don't
me.
Don't see if she has ab lines.
She's 5'5".
All right.
Of average height. Yeah, she's okay. I'm not into it. Look at her. Oh, right there. Go to the one with their tits that are hanging over. That butt down. Right there. Look at that. That's weird. Her tits are weird. Her tits look very upset with life. Am I wrong or am I right?
I don't know if that's a bad job. Is that a bad boob job? Or does that mean that they're natural? Because they slope off like that in such a...
No, that's not what natural tits look like. That's not good. She, whatever her complaints are, she needs to fix herself first.
Okay. What was her complaint?
She said, it's like being with a granddad. Not long ago, they called in the nurse because he'd had a fall in the grotto. It's pretty mean.
Yo,
I like that.
Yo, this old nigga keep falling on the floor. I don't know what to tell you.
Yo,
get your old ass off.
I'm glad I just fucking broke her body down. Like, she's a bad person. This old guy fell in the grotto and she didn't even want to help him. She complained
Hello,
about
security.
It.
Have fell on dog shit again.
Is there anything that's real, Shannon? Did Hef done anything wrong?
It's not. It doesn't seem that way.
Wow. Wow.
This list stinks.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I brought it.
This is on HughHefner.com.
It's on his Wikipedia.
It's Cosmopolitan, so I thought they would trash him more.
No, they're not trashing him at all. They're making him seem like a nice old man. And these fucking heathens, these fucking absolute heathens took advantage of this nice old man.
I think the one I'm remembering, which you're going to support a lot, is I think he wanted the girls to all fuck him in a row with no bag. And I think they had a problem with that.
Yes.
What?
Because if one chick brings an STD to the party, all seven girlfriends are going
to
get it.
Well, if they're adhering to the rules of no fucking other men, you whores, we don't have any problems, do we?
The next one's about Quaaludes.
Oh, he gave us Quaaludes all the time. Dude. It was awesome.
It's Isabella St. James again. She said Quaaludes were...
This bitch couldn't shut her fucking mouth. How about that? Can we talk about Isabella St. James? Loves to yap.
That's her.
There she is.
She said, Quaaludes were supposed to give you a nice buzz. Hef told me once that they were meant to put girls in the mood for sex.
They told her that was a Quaalude?
Wait, he told me? So did she take them?
Yeah. Well, I guess he encouraged it because he said it put them in the mood for
sex. Yeah, he's awesome. He's giving them out great drugs.
Dude, how do you even get ludes?
I don't know. I don't think you can anymore, right?
You haven't been able to get ludes since like the 90s.
Stop calling them ludes, you faggots.
That's all I want.
You guys both ludes. Make me sick.
You fucking say Quaalude? What do you say, marijuana every time you want to smoke weed, you dumb dick?
But ludes is like a fucking, like a cool term for like, can't get, dude, I haven't gotten ludes since the 90s.
No one said it like that. You said it like that.
You're naming a quote from a movie. What's the movie that he's just quoting? I hate him.
Okay, we're thinking of Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes, of course.
And that's the only movie I've seen where people do Quaaludes.
I know, you're just saying quotes from the movie
right now. We're saying we want to
real
try
conversation.
Them.
Yeah, we're saying we want to try them. And why can't they remake them?
If they can
make everything in the science lab right now, if they can make Adderall, if they can make all this shit, why can't they make ludes?
What's the closest thing to... Stop calling them ludes. What's the closest thing to Quaaludes?
Ludes J. Gomez.
Ludes J. Gomez. Dude, you would love ludes. Oh. Lewis loves ludes.
Boy.
What?
I'm looking at a Quora post, and it says, apparently on Ambien, you can do all those things. It says, what's the closest drug to Quaaludes? And it says...
Ambien. Shannon, look, Shambien.
Shambien.
Shambien loves some Ambien.
Shambien and Ludes J. Gomez.
Ludes J. Gomez and Shambien, it's a couple that's made in heaven.
Yeah, that's because they both die immediately.
I already know if I want to bang Shannon, I got to bring some Ambien to the party. Okay, she loves like Ambien. What did you say?
You just like Hef.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Yes, Shannon. You will be part of Skank Manor, of course, Shannon. 100%.
Ambien Manor.
Shannon, you'll be number one in Skank Manor. And I won't even make you eat shit. I'll make you make the other girls eat shit.
Okay.
How about that?
That's fine.
That's pretty fucking hot,
Shannon,
right?
Shannon does seem like a person who would like fall in line and immediately start like the dissension of the ranks. Like,
yeah, for sure.
She'd be the, what do they call that?
Bottom bitch.
Pippin, the bottom bitch. She'd fucking Shannon's slap everybody else around.
Shannon would be my bottom bitch. Shannon, I've broken Shannon down over the years that she's almost given up on life completely and she's ready to just give up and be part of my harem.
It's not quite there yet.
But you're coming close. Admit that you're actually closer today than you were a year ago.
I'm closer to giving up on life, yes.
And a part of giving up in life is you might just be a part of my harem.
I don't want to admit that, no.
But she thinks it.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get that. Next week, we're doing the lie detector test with Shannon. It's going to happen. We're going to find out if she wants to be a part of my fucking Skank Manor harem.
Also, clonazolam is another one it says is the closest thing to Quaaludes.
Clonazolam.
I think it's... What's that?
Is that in the same family as Klonopin?
That's the one. Yeah, that's the brand name.
You just said Klonopin wrong?
No.
Shannon can't read. She's on Ambien.
Quizlonopin.
No, that's the name of the actual job. Klonopin.
It's Monroe's cousin.
Brand.
Shit. Yeah, these all sound great, okay?
I think what Shannon's saying is that's like the generic, and then Klonopin's probably the...
Yes, the brand.
Thank you.
Yes.
Let's... Really quick, let's get some plugs out of the way. We haven't even done that yet. We're fucking just rolling 40 minutes into the show. We haven't even done plugs. Holy
shit.
We're
halfway through the list.
List is going on forever, dog. Yeah, we gotta, I mean, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, you know what? I was wrong.
The dirty old man. You were wrong, dude. You just didn't do anything wrong. I thought it was gonna be fuck. I thought it was to defend like abuse and rape. And
I
fucking,
was adamant.
I was prepared to defend whatever he did. I would find the angle on it, and I didn't have to.
The rest of them is just like they complain about having sex with him and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're fucking great. Dogs. They're dogs. All these women are dogs. How dare them? What do they think? He's a rich old man. He all he wants to do is fuck hot young women. He's a fucking bazillionaire. He's a maker of Playboy. Come on, doggy. All right. Plugs. Feeny. Fiendog. Fiendiggity.
Check out Irish Goodbye Podcast or What's the Scenario on Patreon. Check out MikeFeeneyComedy.com. Go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy. And I do have at I Am Mike Feeney on everything, social media. Did I say that already? And I got some dates. If you guys are in Uncle Vinny's, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, I'll be there October 14th through the 17th. And then Royersford, Soul Joel's, I'll be headlining that on October 23rd.
Hell yeah. Go check out Mike Feeney, Zach Amico.
Check me out on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Check out Catalyst Wrestling Saturdays at 11 a.m. We just taped a singles and tag team tournament. Really, really fun. And Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show Fridays at midnight. Tonight is me, Ryan Long, and Danny Polishchuk watching Wishmaster.
Ooh.
All right. First of all, sorry, I'm signing into the Racist Live Chat, which I should have done earlier today, but that'll just take me a second. I kept getting my password wrong, and it is right. Perfect. There you go. Real quick. First of all, you guys love the show. Go subscribe right now. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. You get access to the entire on-demand library. Every show that we've ever done of the Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Irish Goodbye Podcast, The Thing Is, Ding with Shannon Lee Heyer, Catalyst Wrestling, Tommy Dreamer's Podcast, fucking Jamie Joss's Podcast, all like the old on-demand ones, like Andrew Dice Clay's Podcast, Lisa Ann's Podcast. We have thousands and thousands of hours of content at your fingertips. If you guys are bored of Netflix, bored of all the things that you can stream normally, and you want to fucking laugh, and you want to escape, go do it. Go through the entire journey. Listen to Legion of Skanks from episode one till now, right? You get access to everything instantly, and you get a 14-day free trial. Use that promo code RAP at GasDigitalNetwork.com. 14-day free trial. You save $1.50 a month. It's $8 a month to access to everything. At $8 a month, that's nothing, dude. Most fucking Patreons are $5-$10 a month. So pretty goddamn incredible. Make sure you guys follow me on all social media platforms. My brand new Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Been crushing it lately. Thank you for everyone that subscribes there. I'm going to be playing with fans every Sunday night. Please check me out at 9:30 p.m. I'm going to be playing with fans. If you guys want to play Fortnite, Warzone, Rocket League, and many other new games that I'm trying out, do that Sunday nights, every single Sunday night.
Did you get Tony Hawk yet?
Tony Hawk will not play with me. I've messaged him a few times, but he's a very busy man. Damn. I do have a good relationship with him. Thank you for bringing that up. I'm not really a star fucker or a name dropper, but yes, me and Tony are good friends.
Perfect.
And what else? Make sure you go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, and a positive review. One reviewer every month we give a free piece of merch to. And
Podcastmerch.com.
Podcastmerch.com. We're going to be launching next week. We're going to be announcing a brand new hoodie, t-shirt, and mug that's going to be limited edition for the fall. You can only get it during this 10-day period. So I'm announcing next week. We're going to be premiering the design. So if you want to support the fucking Real Ass Podcast, which is the cool underground fucking, you know, everyone else sucks dick compared to us. Let's get real. That's the way you can do it. All right. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
What?
Nothing.
Fuck nothing?
Fuck. Sorry. Fuck. God damn it. All right, anyway.
He forgot something with his car.
I did.
I speak clearly.
With his car?
Something with a car.
Shannon. Listen to me.
Yes.
I'm planning a Halloween party. You're going to have to help me.
Okay. It means I'm going to have to do everything.
Yeah. I'm doing. But
Shannon, you're planning a Halloween party.
Yes, that's what that means.
It's a two-part Halloween party. It's a two-part Halloween party. The daytime, we're going to have with children. Nighttime, more children.
Children hot children. Nighttime. Bring, hot
nighttime, we bring in the sex kids. No. Daytime children, nighttime adults, right? So I want to have a Halloween party because I'm pretty sure there's going to be no trick-or-treating this year. Am I correct?
L.A. already canceled everything like that. No haunted houses, no trick-or-treating.
What about Halloween parties?
I think California is the only state that's come out and said Halloween's canceled so far.
Well, we're having a Halloween party. They're going to have to fucking shut us down and shoot these kids with rubber bullets. I'm going to swap my Halloween party. No, because I'm assuming there's going to be no trick-or-treating. I'm assuming there's going to be no Halloween parades or anything fun like that. So I want to plan a Halloween party for my kid and a few of his friends and family members, bring them over. I have some fun ideas, okay? Bobbing for apples, out.
Yeah.
No bobbing for apples during a pandemic. My sister was, she was like, we should bob for apples. I was like, you fucking idiot. You cannot have a fucking... what is it, a trough?
Yeah, a trough full of every kid's spit.
Full of saliva and fucking...
For apples.
They didn't fucking care, right? Like, what was wrong with us back in the day? We would just fucking just... Like, that was disgusting.
I think even when you got it, you just got an apple.
Yeah, it's like at the end of it...
It tricked us into... We almost died trying to get fruit.
Yeah, for you're waterboarding yourself, okay? And then you're sharing all of these germs... And then you come out of it with a fucking shitty apple that's been soaking in
you get
saliva
a wet apple.
Water.
You get a wet apple.
Think about how many snots and boogers are in that. Oh, disgusting. I did this. I remember doing this. At one point, you're blowing out of your nose because you're trying to breathe while you're... It is disgusting. And then you eat the apple covered in snot and slime and sweat and fucking Halloween makeup. And back in the fucking 90s, Halloween makeup was toxic as fuck, dude. Just fucking lead-based Halloween makeup you put on your fucking kids. It was crazy. So we're not doing that. I have to think of activities, though. Pumpkin carving.
Kissing booth.
Pumpkin. Is pumpkin carving going to take too long for a Halloween party?
I mean, are there kid-safe knives to give out?
You, what, Dylan?
Why did you just turn into Nick Nolte? What happened to your voice?
I'm frog today. Coughing.
I'm turning into a toad.
It's been mostly physical.
Turning
up
back
until this
into
point.
A toad? Yeah.
It's been mostly physical at this point.
If a pretty girl kisses Zach, he turns back into a toad.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I turn into Feeny.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, for kids, usually just get like the small pumpkins and then just get like markers and Sharpies and glue and shit. And they'll just, they don't have to actually have
no,
to
No, what
them.
I think we should do is I should pre-prep like a dozen pumpkins where we carve out the insides and we just have them like semi-small, like those, that size. And then the kids can come over and they can do their own little, you grab a marker and they could cut the faces out. You have adults that are assisting the smaller kids. And they have kid-friendly fucking pumpkin carving kits.
This is so, so far from now.
It's Why not. It's
a
not.
Month away.
It's a month and a half away.
Exactly.
Okay. That's
the world's gonna be over by then. Are you crazy? Look at Louis trying to think. Uh-huh.
He's pumpkin, on fire. Pumpkin.
Thank
pumpkin.
You. Yeah, he's got a pumpkin drop.
That's when I turn into my Puerto Rican self. Listen. Don't fucking tell me how to do a party. Okay, right now people are making their plans for Halloween. Right now they're making their plans for Halloween.
Are people making Halloween plans this year?
Yeah. Do you not realize the election is also a month and a half away? It's crazy. It just seems like none of this is... It's all here. It's in our laps right now. Halloween's here, dude. It's September fucking 10th, 11th.
It's how did you forget the day? Never forget, Lewis! This is the one day!
I blame the Chinese. I blame the Chinese for 9/11. I blame them for everything. After fucking coronavirus, you don't know where they were. Where were the Chinese on 9/11? Do we know?
China.
That's what they'd have you believe.
Yeah. Convenient story.
Good fucking story. Fa ra 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 ra. Very cool. Very convenient. Yeah, it is 9/11, by the way. We should fucking take a moment to commemorate Commemorate. Drop that beat, yo. Come.
You were in college, right, or something? How old were you?
First year of college. Second year of college.
Wow.
I was 25. And no, I was 19.
Oh.
Maybe 20.
Yeah. It was my third day of high school.
Same.
It's like, what a terrible way to start high school. Yeah. And then three kids from my homeroom, they were just in like my 30, because, you know, it's all alphabetical order. There were three kids just from my homeroom that lost their dads in 9/11 because they were all firefighters.
Just from your homeroom?
Just like Farrells and Farrellys, all the people near Feeney and the Fs, yeah. It was brutal.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I just watched them get called out of class like one by one, and they like knew immediately. I had no idea what was like.
They were like, Tim Farrelly. He's like, yes.
He thought he was getting out of school. Yeah, no, it was brutal. Yeah, it was brutal. And that was like, again, third day going to a new high school of a different school than I went to in middle school. So it wasn't even like the same kids. No, so you're like meeting.
You didn't know
people.
Anybody?
Nobody.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Were you? I bet you were prettier back then.
No. No, I really, really ugly duckling this. I blossomed. I flourished. Dude, I had
bowl cut?
Oh, when I was in middle school? Yeah. Probably, yeah. I had the Jonathan Taylor Thomas thing going on. But yeah, in high school, it was just a mess. I was doing fucking, I had like extra teeth. I had braces. It was a whole to do. It was like they were yanking teeth out. I had an extra row. They were going, it's like a shark.
Like a shark now?
Yeah. And then they,
so what happened? You were the first. It was like 9 a.m. or something when it happened. So you were in class.
We were in class, and they told us they didn't show it to us.
Long Island.
Yeah, Long Island. They didn't show it to us. They just told us that like a plane hit the World Trade Center on like over the loudspeaker.
And you guys thought it was an accident, probably.
Yeah, but also not even that. Like I thought it was so not like a big deal news wise because again we weren't watching it. So where I remember going like, oh man, I'm gonna tell my dad when we go home, because my dad had just taken me to that world, like the floor where like the plane, the nose of the plane flew into. I had been on that
floor.
He's
Ranazizing us right now.
no, not that
dude,
day.
I was the day before I was on that floor.
No, but it was a month before.
I pressed my face against the window right there.
My dad was trying to get transferred to that exact office, and then they kept being like, no, you got to keep working in Long Island, and he was pissed about it. Now he's pretty grateful about it, but
yeah.
Crazy. A few days before 9/11, Lewis and I were at Tower Records meeting System of a Down.
Hell yeah, we were.
You guys knew each other then?
And also, nobody ever looked at System of a Down.
Oh, yeah,
they
that one
might
really
have fucking been involved.
They
to
were
be honest with
saying,
you.
They were there.
They were like, dude, if the terrorists listen to metal music, it was definitely System of a Down.
They were there.
It does sound like terrorist metal.
Dude, that I remember in high school kids saying the System of a Down were that were terrorists.
Really?
Oh, I remember hardcore.
Really?
I feel like we
dumb Italian kids.
We didn't skip a beat. We loved System of a Down before we loved Manfred. No. If I found out the System of a Down was actually involved, I would still support System of a Down.
Dude,
that's how
best.
Good those first two albums.
I love
were.
So good.
Love that band.
First two albums, fucking incredible, dude.
Seen them live twice. Both in Jersey.
Seen them
no,
live
one in Jersey.
About 11 times.
One time they were with the Mars Volta, and they were.
I was at
the Continental Airlines Arena
there.
Thing. Mars Volta played so loud, volume wise.
Terrible.
It was. They were awful, and
they
he was just.
One
and
of
he
the
was
worst
just dancing like
I've
he was fucking
Jamiroquai,
live. And you're like, get the fuck off the stage.
Hated them.
You fucking was, at the drive-in piece of shit.
Well, yeah, at the drive-in broke up and became Mars Volta, and.
Yeah. And then Mars Volta was just like,
one?
What if we did 9-minute songs?
There was another,
that's cool.
But there was another band that it was two bands that like they split off into essentially, and they both got somewhat popular.
I don't know the other band.
Yeah.
But I think there was hated the bar.
Yeah, that's
just the whole, it's like, not only am I waiting for System of a Down impatiently, I'm watching a band I hate.
Dude, it was so volume-wise loud that I thought my ears were bleeding. Like, we had to go out into where they were selling merch just to be like, wait till that's done.
Well, System of a Down did that. At one of the shows, Birchall Nightclub, which was like a really, really small place in Jersey. Birchall, I think it was Birchall, New Jersey. And it was, you know, a club that maybe fit 800 people. And this place was fucking great. Had some really badass fucking metal shows. And I saw System of a Down in Incubus. I saw System of a Down in Hatebreed. I saw some fucking badass shows right out of there. But one time System of a Down played and they fucking, was System of a Down in Glassjaw, I think. Fucking awesome show.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Glassjaw used to just fucking would, you know,
Long Island Heroes, baby.
Open up for big metal bands that were like touring in the area all the time. You just randomly Glassjaw would be on the show.
Glassjaw, not a great band to see live if you don't know their music because it's so unpredictable and changes you. If you're trying to listen to it, you're like, all right, and then it's like goes into them piano
I
and him screaming falsetto.
Glassjaw was
they're great if you know.
Dope. Yeah. Really good band. Watch
the other band was Sparta.
Sparta, yes, exactly. I knew I was right. Thank you, Shannon. Fuck yes. But System of a Down, they did a thing where they were like, oh yeah, we're just gonna turn up every amp as loud as possible. And we're going to just create as much feedback and scream into our mics at the exact same time. And it was just fucking 800 kids just holding their ears. And they were just like, this is what we're going to do to our audience right now for the next 5 minutes. It's just like literally kids, I guarantee you, they busted eardrums out. They were just like, we don't give a fuck. And then I remember one time another System of a Down show, because I used to mosh and crowd surf. I used to love crowd surfing. I used to fucking love it.
I loved moshing at System of a Down shows because it was all like big guys like you that would be in there. And I was like the skinny twerp, but because I used to go to like hardcore shows.
He's got extra teeth!
Run!
Holy shit!
Oh, like the piranha plant from Mario.
Launch myself at them. Yeah.
Holy shit, what is it?
Dude, they were. I remember specifically that Continental Airlines show, dude. It felt like an entire football team was in them. And all they were doing was just like, I shove you, you shove me. I shove you, you shove me. And then I came in there fucking like eagle kicking and throwing back fists. And I remember the face of this dude who was like, four times the size of me, just going, oh, Jesus, and backing up. Buddy. And it was the toughest I ever felt.
What was metal moshing versus hardcore moshing? Yes. Hardcore moshing is fists and kicks and windmill fucking spinning.
Yeah.
And you get punched and you like,
keep going.
It looks really... Here's the thing. What's going on when people are doing like hardcore moshing is they're trying to not punch each other. They're actually like, you're not just completely letting go of your arms. You're trying to be considerate of the people around you. Part of the thing is everyone just sort of punching and fucking getting crazy, but not punching each other in the face. You're not trying to hit each other, but the arms are flailing, legs are flailing. So you're going to, whereas if you go to like a Slayer show or a heavy metal show, no, Hatebreed's hardcore. Like that's like punches.
Yeah,
but if you go to a metal show, System of a Down or Slayer. Like Slayer's like real metal.
They're just pushing.
They're pushing it. They're bouncing up and down. Kind of like, it's just
you push me, I push you. You push me, I push you.
You push me, I push you. It's Rocky Balboa if he's like trying to mosh.
You pushing the slab of meat back and forth.
Yeah.
You want me to push the meat? Yeah, and you know, I think that's sort of a big difference between these shows. But then at certain bands, you sort of got like both, right? So I think System of a Down, you sort of get a little bit of you get those kids that were doing hardcore because they were fucking heavy, dude. A song like War, was wild.
Yeah,
a song like War would come like, do play War for a second. We're gonna lose. I don't care. That first. Dude, it's fucking so heavy. And you're like, what the fuck? Yeah, dude, play System of a Down War. We'll fucking lose the... Give us some volume, dude. It's so good. And then you know the song in the club. You're like, everyone's like, ah!
Yeah.
You know it's coming. Everyone's like... Right when that hits, dude.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast.
Everyone fucking is.
This is a pump up song.
Dude, everyone is fucking losing their fucking minds. It's so much fun.
This is where they do the thing, too, with the bands I love. When they go like, when they have very short, choppy verses, but when they go like, and then all the house lights come on for just they like.
Oh, yeah, present incantation.
Yeah. Dude, that was crazy. I remember I went to a fucking.
We did 9/11.
Yeah. We're like, wait, what was that last line? What was that last line?
Goodbye to Pete Davidson.
Goodbye. They just get their falsetto. Dude, I remember going to a fucking Poison the Well show. It was like Poison the Well and like As I Lay Dying. I think all that remained. It was like a couple like metal bands where it was just. I remember saying goodbye to my friend. I saw the pit and it was just a washing machine of fists. Yeah, and I was like. Well, I mean, you look out for me, I'll look out for you in the hospital, and we'll try and get out of this. And it was
so much fun, dude.
I went out of there. I would leave there with fucking like swollen hands, just from like the you're punching people, you're
jerking guys off.
Yeah,
don't hurt me. I got teeth.
It's razor tooth. Get out of there.
Razor tooth gives crazy hand jobs. Yeah. Don't let him blow you.
Don't let him blow you.
But he'll fucking... Dude, the craziest mosh pit I've ever seen in my entire life was Ozfest 97. My first Ozfest that I ever went to. And this was the Ozfest that Marilyn Manson was notorious for... they weren't going to let Marilyn Manson play Giant Stadium. In fact, see if you could pull up the news story, like MTV News, Giant Stadium, Marilyn Manson. I bet you that it's still fucking out there. You could find like video of it because this was a big deal. This was my first big concert. This, all right, so I had been to a few concerts in my life. When I was like 9, Private Poison Pizza Party, Poison, Z100 like show, like, no, it wasn't real metal. There was a lot of kids like smoking pot and shit and like metalhead teenagers, but this is like 1990. Like, it's just not like, it wasn't like metal wasn't scary. It was like just a bunch of kids. It was like pop, you know?
Right.
And then we went to go see Poison again at the Orange County Fairgrounds. And then my next concert after that was No Doubt and Unwritten Law at Rockland Community College.
That's probably fun.
It was fun. It was the biggest, you know, the biggest deal in Rockland County. Like, no big concerts ever came to Rockland County. It was at Rockland Community College. They did this big concert with No Doubt and Unwritten Law. And it was fun. It was a really fun show. And then I went to Ozfest 97, which was featuring Pantera, Fear Factory, Rob Zombie, fucking Marilyn Manson, the return of Black Sabbath. Like, it was like a big, heavy fucking metal show. And then the second stage, it's just these really heavy bands. Like, System... Ozfest 98 is where I discovered System of a Down, Incubus. Second Stage was crazy. Second Stage used to fucking break like these incredible new metal bands. But it was Incubus, System of a Down. The Melvins weirdly fucking ruled on the second stage. Snot, that guy who died.
Snot, they made that straight.
Fucking, yep. A bunch of fucking bands. Ozfest 98 was crazy. But 97 was at Giant Stadium. And this was my first experience with like real moshing. And I remember Burton C. Bell from Fear Factory came out. They were the first band on stage. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's just like, this ain't no fucking Lollapalooza. And then you hear the drummer just like, and then fucking everyone just started moshing. And I was like, this is awesome. I loved it. It was like crazy. I was maybe 13. My sister was maybe 15. And it was just fucking wild. But Pantera came on. And when Pantera came on, I mean, it was... chaos, because Giant Stadium, it was one mosh pit here, one mosh pit here, one mosh pit here, like three big mosh pits were sort of like happening in different areas of Giant Stadium. Pantera came on and they combined like a cell that like became like one. They just started like at the entire floor of Giant Stadium. I remember my sister looking at me, and she's watching right now. She almost started crying. She was like, "It was like we were saying goodbye to each other. We were being stampeded like the Lion King."
Yeah.
It was like a moment where she like, and I Jeez. Got like, dude, I got fucking, you know, like really like scared and nervous, and we just sort of like held on to each other, and it was just. I mean, people were pouring from the rafters because you couldn't be on the people that were up, that weren't on the floor. We were down in general admission. People just started jumping the 15-foot walls, and it looked like waterfalls of people that were just falling into this. It was fucking
They're
wild.
Falling, punching. Dude,
it was, I mean, it was like beautiful fucking violence. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. And that's when I think I fell in love with like live heavy metal. And like
so good.
What that was. And then Marilyn Manson was one of the headliners of that night. Do you have anything with Manson not being on?
I just have a bunch of stuff about the state of New Jersey trying to prevent Marilyn Manson from performing at the venue.
Yeah. It was the guy who owned Giant Stadium was like, you guys can come, but you can't bring Manson. And then fucking, I don't even know if the guy, he was really there, like the owner of Giant Stadium. Like, it was like a big thing. Like, Manson came out and it was Antichrist Superstar Manson. So it's not fucking Manson who has like tits and he's like, oh, I'm a fat old man. Like, this is fucking Manson when he was the devil.
Right.
Like, you figured it was Manson would sit down with fucking Anton LaVey, Satan, and, you know, fucking Joe.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, dude. Just evil fucking people, dude. Just they're all drinking blood from a skull. Like, Manson was so fucking badass. It's like a young metalhead. It was so fucking cool. Okay. And he came out, dude, and they're doing, you know, he's ripping the pages of the Bible out and he's lighting it on fire. And we're like, yeah, fuck Jesus. This is great. And then at one point, he like stops to shout, is like, you see that right up there? that's the owner of Giant. He was, you know, whatever. He'd said it better. He's like, that's the owner of Giant Stadium. He didn't want me to be here. Everyone salute that motherfucker. Then everyone at Giant Stadium started giving middle fingers to the box up there. We're like, fuck you. Fuck you, you scumbag piece of shit.
By the way, whoever was in there was not that person.
It was just some janitor.
I paid extra for this. I'm such a big fan. I just wanted a great view.
One guy eating shrimp cocktail. Like,
the fuck, dude? This is $25,000 to get this box.
It was a Make-A-Wish kid?
Yeah. Dude, my Ozfest did the same exact thing to me. I went a couple years later, and that was the one where it was fucking... one of my first mosh pits was Lamb of God, where they did the Wall of Death, which is just
wild.
Like that Wall
what
of Death.
They're also great.
I've never seen it. Their new album is actually fucking awesome.
I don't know if I've heard it, but I listened to them when I lift.
Remember he got sent to jail?
Yeah.
In fucking like Prague
for
or some shit.
Murdering a fan. Fuck yes, dude.
For throwing a fan stage dove and everyone moved and then he just fucking died.
No, I saw what happened. He pushed the guy, but.
But the guy was on stage, you know?
You can't. It's a culture of. You know, when you go to a concert like that and you get up on stage, what happens is security and whoever. They push the people off stage.
Yeah.
You're not supposed. You're breaking a rule. You're not supposed to do that. And after. Dimebag got fucking murdered by a guy who jumped on stage.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I got to be honest with you. He wasn't doing it in a violent way. He was doing it like as like, this is what we do at a metal show.
Yeah,
get the fuck off the stage. You know, he wasn't trying to hurt the kid. It's really unfortunate, but let's fucking get real.
Yeah,
the kid was acting.
Post-Dimebag world.
Yeah, dude, fuck that, dude.
Dude, I don't feel bad for the lady that fucking Afro Man punched.
Yeah, dude. Well, I had, you know, the guy who fucking grabbed the microphone at Skanks, you know, when we were at the Creek in the Cave. That goes through my head. It's like, who the fuck is this guy? You're coming up. You're approaching the fucking stage. Same thing when Jay just got attacked a few weeks ago. It's like, no, you assume the fucking worst from these fucking people.
Yeah.
Don't ask questions later. Fucking tackle that guy and make sure that he doesn't fucking hurt this person. It's fucking wild. There are crazy people out there that want to make a name off of fucking doing some crazy shit.
Did you see Eminem had a stalker break into his house?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, I said, what are you doing here? I'm here to kill you.
Yeah, but the guy was just like a druggy herb. It wasn't like...
But so anyway, dude, it did the Wall of Death. And then Slipknot was playing outside. They weren't even in the main stage yet. They had just fucking, so they were fucking killing it. And then Black Sabbath reunited. It was crazy. Fucking Judas Priest was there.
Yeah.
And then what's the band that the guy from Pantera left and started?
Down.
Down.
No, was it Down? I thought there was another one with like multiple names or some shit. Some other, it was like a shitty, it was really shitty. The band was terrible.
Are you talking about, it was like more like a rockabilly almost vibe, but it was...
No,
I
mean, they played Ozfest, but maybe it was Down. I thought it was a different...
Down,
I thought it was like
Down
something,
was
something
band,
society
right?
cult or some fucking
thing.
Oh, no,
thing. You're thinking of Black Label Society, and that's
the song from... Black Label Society is the song from... it's the song from the Wall of Death people, but that's not what I'm talking about.
You're thinking of Black Label Society, and it's Ozzy's old guitarist,
Zakk Wylde.
Okay, no, so then it must be Down. But regardless, so they're on stage, and it's one of the best like fuck yous
what
I've ever seen. 2000, I think this is somewhere
between 2003,
2001. It was the Jones Beach in Long Island, but they did. They're playing and everyone just kept booing them, like trying to boo them off stage. And then the lead singer just said, we're never getting back together. You motherfuckers can eat pussy until your motherfucking jaws break. And then threw the mic down and walk off stage like 10 minutes into the set. And even
that's
that, I was
Phil
like,
Anselmo.
Fuck yeah. It was definitely, it was definitely,
down.
It was 100%. Yeah,
it's
it was down there.
And,
but it was awesome. I was like, man, that band sucked, but that was great.
Yeah, dude, Phil fucking... I'll tell you right now, he's probably my biggest influence in comedy. Is this racist metal singer with a broken neck? Is a drug and alcohol problem?
I've
heroin
never
addiction?
Heard anyone just eat pussy till your motherfucking jaws break.
I love it. I'm going to steal that joke.
It's a great
it's a good joke.
It's not a joke. It's a slam.
Nope. It's my joke.
My joke now.
It's my joke now. Sorry, Phil. Fight me for it.
That's great.
Oh, shit.
Huge cock.
Let's see. This guy said it's Super Joint Ritual. Yes, and you're right about that.
Super Joint Ritual. I knew it was something. Thank you.
Hey, what are you going to do? Thank you for Racist Live Chat. That was Datura_ad in the Racist Live Chat who corrected us. Thank
Super
you very
Joint
much.
Ritual.
Don't look at the chat, Lewis, says Manhands. Why shouldn't I be looking at the chat? What are they saying in the chat right
Uh-oh.
Now? Oh, no. They're talking about Nickelback.
That's not the word they're using.
Oh, never mind. Easy. All right. All right, really quick before we move on, let's take a moment and thank Blue Chew for sponsoring today's show. I really do love Blue Chew. If you love sex, and who doesn't? Who doesn't love sex? You're going to love Blue Chew. It is a performance enhancement drug for the bedroom. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, so you guys know it works. And it works way faster because they're chewable. It tastes like candy. It's like a blue raspberry candy that makes your dick hard, Zach. They made it for you, my friend.
That's my favorite things.
Yeah, hard dick and blue raspberry candy. It's very simple as well. Here's the coolest part about Blue Chew, because obviously, listen to me, you could fucking figure out all these things on your own. I'm sure you could find a way to find some sort of dick pills, as they say, on your own. But here's what makes Blue Chew really unique and cool. They make it so simple. You don't have to go to see the doctor. All you do is you go to bluechew.com, okay, and you fill out a little questionnaire. They prescribe it to you right there and then on the internet, and then they send it directly to your house in discreet packaging. So there's no doctor's visits. There's no trip to the pharmacy. There's no leaving your home right now. You don't even have to worry about that. You can just have a big, hard dick show up in your mailbox, essentially. And the even cooler than all that, the best thing of all is we're going to give you a free trial. All you got to do for a free trial is go to bluechew.com, BLUECHEW.com. You get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. RAP is the promo code. You just have to pay $5 shipping. That's it. You get your first order for free. You have the prescription. So if you love it, you decide to keep it, you're already set up and ready to go. Once again, bluechew.com, promo code RAP. You're going to fucking love it. I'm telling you right now, go try it out. All right, let's get back into it.
Let's see.
Let's talk about a couple.
So 9/11, huh?
Yeah, that was a beautiful tangent we went on there.
Yeah, well, you know what are you gonna do? You fucking sit here and fucking.
No, I preferred the conversation.
Play some fucking bagpipes for the fallen heroes. What are you gonna do? You know, it sucks. 19 years ago, but look, I will say this. Fuck it, I'll say something about 9/11.
Oh, 2 years, 9/11 can drink.
Well, you know, people fucking love to shit on cops. You know, and that's one thing I'll say. And I'm not one of these fucking people. I don't really give a shit. Cops have been assholes to me. But you got to have a certain amount of respect for the NYPD and sort of, you know, I watch them just completely give up any sense of like personal safety. There was no, you got to understand, we had Mark DeMeo on the podcast a while ago, and it wasn't a great show. But regardless, we had an interesting conversation at one point, and he talked about 9/11 because he was working on 9/11. And I was like, did anybody call out? Because I would have called out. There's no way I'm going toward these burning buildings as we're being attacked. There's no way. I don't give a fuck. Call me a coward. I'm going home to see my son. I'm not leaving my son without a father. Sorry. Not happening. Right? But these guys, they fucking raced towards those towers. The police, the firemen. Yep. There was no plan.
How much did they hate their families?
It was... But, I mean, you got to understand, like, there was no, like, here's the plan. This is what we're going to do. They were just sent in to die. They were being sent, like, what were they doing? Were they going to hold the fucking building up? Like,
well, they didn't know it was going to fully collapse.
They didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But there was,
they didn't know if more planes were coming.
They didn't know what the fuck was going on. They just raced towards it, like, blindly. Many of them, very blindly, they were like, go down there and help. Help people. And the amount of people that did that, I mean, it's fucking crazy. And whether you think that cops can be assholes or you think that they abuse their power or they're racist or whatever it is, there's also that side of it where they have a sense of loyalty and a sense of, you know, having to protect and serve. And in that moment, they did step up. It's not bullshit. It's not this theory or concept like, oh, well, what happened? No. That fucking happened in this city. I don't know about other cities around the fucking world. I don't know the relationship you guys have. But I had just moved to New York City, and I watched that fucking happen. And it was incredible to watch the cops go and,
you know, ones from Long Island and Jersey, too, that came. That's what I'm saying. All the kids from my homeroom.
It was wild, dude. It was fucking wild. And I have a hard time just blindly hating cops after experiencing that. After watching them put their lives on the line, and many of them died, many more firefighters died as well, I have a hard time saying cops are pieces of shit. Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck, defund the police. What are you talking about? I mean, there are times, and much more often than not, where they are truly helping people. They're much more often than not, the police are there to make sure that the bad guys don't do bad things. Even if it's just a sense that there's a cop on a corner, and a guy's like, well, you know what? Let me not do something bad. in front of, you know, right now because I could get caught.
Deterrent.
Yeah, it's a deterrent, security cam, whatever it is. You can't blindly just go, fuck all cops. All cops are bad. I think it's crazy, and I think that perspective is very closed-minded. So that's really all I'll say. It's the reason why I don't jump on board with that narrative so quickly. I just watched it, and I have a ton of respect for all the cops that worked in New York City during 9/11. And, you know, some people will be like, oh, they fucking, you know, they use that. So some kid posted that on my Instagram being like, oh, they use that to terrorize the city. I don't believe that. I don't believe that it's that organized. I think most of the cops that are working in this city, they want to get home and see their kids. You know, they want to see their family. They do the job because it's a fucking another job to do. But once you sort of put on the uniform and the badge, something happens. Now, sometimes you become a dick. But very often you'll put yourself in the, you know, the line of fire quite literally for people that you don't even fucking know. Mm-hmm. And that happens all the time. So you have to respect that a little bit. And I think just some of these young people that they just weren't here during that. They didn't see that, or maybe they haven't had any sort of experience where they got to see that. But I think that that whole thing was really fucking powerful and really a crazy thing to watch. And I, you know, that's all I'll say about it. I have a hard time, you know, not giving them a certain amount of respect. So, what else?
100%.
What else? We got a little bit of time here. All right, the creator of the Jelly Belly candies is running a Willy Wonka-like contest where the winner gets a candy factory. Let's
just run
gears.
Out the door.
It's my hat spins in a
yeah,
circle.
Yeah, I'm just talking to your dust cloud. I'm like, Zach, and then your hat falls. I'm like, oh.
Oh, shit. I mean, what is this contest here?
So you have to actually pay $50 to like be put into the lottery for it. But there also is one actual golden ticket in each state that if you find it, you get $5,000. But the actual contest, that he gives you a candy factory, lessons on how to learn it, and like he personally mentors you.
So there's golden tickets in every state.
Yeah.
Now other people can pay $5 to enter a contest.
$50.
$50.
Yeah.
How many times can you enter? Is it one entry per person?
It doesn't say that in the article.
Because Zach, we are definitely entering right now. Shannon,
if you don't think me and
we're
Lewis
both entering
are
right now and
run the Jelly Belly Company.
No matter what, we're splitting the Jelly Belly Company 50-50.
Yes, 100%.
Yes. Well,
100%.
100%. Is what it adds to.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The math adds up. Thank you, Shannon. Check right. That. Double check that, Shannon. 50-50 is 100.
Skank Manor? Skank Jelly Bean Factory.
Dude, Skank Jelly Bean Factory will be Skank Manor. We combine both. We have the whores making candy regularly.
You have to do it like in,
they'd get so
in
fat.
American Gangster, where they're just topless, but they have the face masks on.
You can't have them eating, just shoving candy into their faces.
Our Oompa Loompas are just Dominican women.
Most Dominican women look very Oompa Loompa-y. You got Oompa Loompa hips. Go ahead.
I'm just looking at the website now. It's like how to play. So the golden ticket part, you have to sign on to their you have to join their Facebook page. Then they give you information on like where to kind of look, and it's like a treasure hunt to find those golden tickets.
And, okay. Do I need a golden ticket also?
No.
That's just to win $5,000.
Yeah, that's for the $5,000. And then it also says that all of the treasure hunt players will also be eligible to join in the ultimate treasure hunt where I give away one of my candy factories.
One of my candy factories. Yeah. Is it all jelly beans or can we make other fun treats?
I bet the Jelly Bean Factory sucks. I bet it, like how it's made. Like when you watch that, they're like, it looks terrible. It's just sad old women.
It's not going to be as joyful as you'd think.
It's just not going to be metal guns shooting syrup on the conveyor belt.
It's giant vats. Yeah. Just shit.
One vat says sugar, one says cancer. And then they just inject it together. And they're like, there you are.
Some Mexican guy hitting the cancer one with a broom.
Yeah. It's not exactly as whimsical as I expected.
Yeah, it would be fun to run a candy factory, but if it's just I got to be honest with you, I'm not a fan of jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
Jelly Belly
stink.
Or other.
I like jelly beans.
I know you do.
They're probably in my top three.
Top three candies.
That's a crazy
thing to say.
Wow. Well, I mean, I'm happy that Zach's going to be on my team running the Jelly Bean Factory. Yeah. He's passionate about it.
Yeah.
You can't teach that passion.
No.
You know?
There's a 1-minute video on his site explaining.
Let's see. Let's fucking see.
Uh-oh.
Hi, everybody. I'm Stephanie.
I'm the candy man.
He invented Jelly Belly jelly beans and has the hat to prove it. And now we are doing the goldticket.com treasure hunt What is the treasure hunt about, David?
It's going to be a treasure hunt across the whole entire country where we're going to be hiding these right here.
Golden tickets.
We've already hidden
dog tags.
Quite a few of them. We're going to be hiding.
They're from fallen Asian military members.
And at some point, after you've gotten them in every state and had families go out looking for them with the possibility of winning $5,000, what are you going to do? You're going to have a treasure hunt for what?
I'm going to fuck a child. Bring your child to me.
He looks like the Penguin.
Yeah, he really is a creepy old man. I don't know what to say. The problem is if you create...
He looks like Dan Aykroyd in prosthetics.
If you look like this and you create children, tools to lure children, people are going to have some questions. And this guy should have remained behind the camera at all times. Now, every time I see a Jelly Belly...
think of
yeah, that guy really should have had a guy in a Jelly Belly costume, in a Jelly Bean costume announcing this.
You know, had a Willy Wonka type person.
Yeah, or they could have, you know, like they do with the Colonel. That's not really the Colonel. The Colonel's a fucking, you know... Yeah.
Have it be Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, have it be...
Oh, Jelly Bean!
Go ahead.
Where the winner will be receiving a key... A key to our candy, one of our candy factories.
That's exciting.
That's exciting.
I hope everybody considers joining the game.
And couldn't they do more than one take?
They get a
this?
Key or do they own it? I don't understand.
They just have access to it?
I think it's just like the symbol is you get the key, meaning you get the candy factory.
You get the keys.
But are you a part of like, are you a part of their operations now? You have to like answer to some fucking guy named Russ.
You just own a franchise. It's like owning a Pudgies. You're like, God damn it.
It's a lot of work. We haven't turned a profit in 6 years. Nobody eats jelly beans except during Easter.
Did Pudgies go out of business? You remember Pudgies? It used to be like, it was like the KFC. It was like a franchise of KFC for a while. Or like, you know, a version of it. All right.
That is disgusting.
This it's called Pudgies, though.
I don't want to be involved with this man. I don't want him to be working above me.
He's also going to mentor you to teach you how to make candy.
Yeah, he's going to groom you.
A lot of late nights.
He's going to Mentos you. They also make Mentos. Thank you.
Oh, Pudgies got bought out by Nathan's.
Oh, yeah. Crushing it. this new Ozzy Osbourne documentary, I want to watch it. That's fine. But, I guess maybe that's what my Verizon's advertising. Cause when I turn my TV on, there's like advertisements for like new movies you could purchase. It's just Ozzy.
Yeah. Fios says that.
It's just Ozzy. Yeah. It's Ozzy's face. And it's just kind of like evil looking. And they came on yesterday and my son goes, ew, what is that? About Ozzy Osbourne.
What's it about?
I don't know, but apparently he admits to trying to kill Sharon Osbourne via strangulation.
Oh, that yeah, I think he did that in his sleep, though.
No.
Remember when we explored the subject of sleep rape on this show for like 5 episodes?
Yes. So wait, he did. What did Shannon? What
you
did
dreamt
he...
that?
He was. He admits to being on drugs at the time. I believe it was 1987. And they were having a fight, and it kept getting worse and worse. And then he had a moment where he felt completely peaceful and calm. And that's what made Sharon the most nervous that something bad was going to happen, because he was never peaceful and calm. And then he choked her, and she happened to be near like a panic button in their house. And
she has him under every table. She has multiple panic buttons in her home.
Yeah, so she happened to be near it, and she hit it. And then the cops, before she knew it, the cops were there, and he spent the night in jail. Wow. She didn't press charges.
Yeah.
That was one of the first huge reality shows, too.
Yeah. Ozzy.
Ozzy!
Sharon!
Yeah, that really did not cast him in a great light.
By the time I started seeing Ozzy Osbourne live, he was so old and decrepit that it was sad to look.
I saw him at Madison Square Garden with Rob Zombie. And man, Rob Zombie should have went last.
They should call him Ozzy Zombie.
He was so old. It was like the second to last night of the tour.
He just hold on to the stand and just
you
like,
almost couldn't see Sharon like pushing him out there.
Yeah, and then he like walks around like the way an old man would walk around. He's like, eh.
And he tries to get people excited. And he's like, come on,
come on, hey,
come on, no,
hey, Hi!
Yeah.
Hi! Yeah. Hi! He's not even clapping a beat. Hi! Yeah. Hi! Is he trying to fucking kill a mosquito? What is going on
and
with Ozzy right
Wild
now?
Zach Wild plays the national anthem for like 18 minutes.
You ever see it? But Ozzy will jump up and down. He does this thing where he like jumps, but he just jumps like a 90-year-old man. He just like jumps like an inch and yeah. It's like, hi! Hi! Hey, can you please pull up Ozzy jumping?
He sticks.
He's terrible.
I have it. I have a, and this is a concert from 2019.
Oh, no.
And this is recent. We got to see Ozzy recently. Good tune, though.
That's his jump now.
Yeah, all right, Sharon, can I have some coffee?
Really makes you respect the people like the Bruce Springsteen, the Steven Tylers, the fucking...
Yeah, they can still perform.
They just fucking... I mean, Steven Tyler is like, I feel like the ultimate rock star.
Do we have him jumping at all?
That was jumping, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Jump now. Do you have it?
Let's see. It is fun music, though.
Hell yeah.
He's very energetic there.
That's 2009.
Oh, that's 11 years ago. He looks great there.
I was going to say, that could also be a woman in a wig.
That's at Melissa Howe.
Yeah, thank you, Shannon. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Shannon Snake. All right, let's wrap it. Let's wrap it up. No, put the beat back on. I'm going to rap some more.
No.
One more. We're going to go out on another rap beat. Put that beat back on, y'all. Real ass podcast, we're ending the show. It's time to go, you little hoe. Dylan, sign us out. Make sure the stream stops. I gotta drop my plop. And you know what's up, Zach? You got a hat that says butt stuff. What do you think about that? Mike Feeney, you little peenie, you little weenie. Suck on my beanie, you fat faggot, my beanie, beanie, reenie, dreenie, leanie, beanie, queenie, seenie.
Trini, now he's doing beanie. The name game.
Yeah.
Banana, fanna, bo-bo-bo-banana. Buck, buck, fo-fuck, banana, fanna, fo-fuck, fee-fi, fo-fuck, buck, what, fee.
That made me have to shit.
I love my rapping, dude. My rapping rules.
My asshole got tight, and now it's
loose.
And now it's holding back a wall of shit just from embarrassment.
Look, the racist live chat loves it. They all love it. They're just writing the word Y over and over again. People hate it. They're going to try to cancel me for that. This is it. Guys, thank you very much for watching Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Monday. Shannon, who we got next week? Yeah, and we have fun?
I have to look it up. I don't want to say because I don't remember.
Butterly and Rainy. I want them on next week.
Okay.
Put them on. All right. You guys are the shit. Good night. Peace.
That's all, folks.